I noticed that, but since I'm chairman of both of them, I guess it's all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Should I change it? I can't change it harder now. Anyway, that's...
Well, you can change it if you want to. If it's too late, don't bother. We'll change it here in terms of the press. The president wants to talk to you, sir.
All right, fine.
Right.
Yes, Mr. President.
I would change in the record just chairman of the joint committee.
I'll do that. I'll change it right now.
Because it has more... covers it. It's more important. Now, I think that if you could get two or three fellows to kind of join you, I don't want it coming from me at all. But anybody that you can find of substance that would ask you a question or would join you a little bit, I think that you ought to say the president has asked labor to try to restrain its wage increases, and it's done a pretty good job. And then get the increase in wages the last 2 years. So he's asked business to try to restrain its profits, and they've been trying to be cooperative. But neither wages nor business can cooperate if money keeps going up. And money is going up from whatever it has to whatever it is. And just say the first thing you got to do is find some kind of guidelines for the bankers.
Brother.
And they're getting ready to go up again on the prime rate. Mm-hmm. And maybe a little resolution to investigate how much money rates have gone up, whether they've broken the guidelines or not, and have some testimony on the increase of how much your interest rates have increased and how much that's made prices increase.
Oh, boy, that's wonderful.
How it affects in there.
That's wonderful.
Now, I think that might have a little deterring effect, particularly if you get some senator, I don't know, Proxmire, who over there,
yeah.
you on one side and him on the other, and drop in a little resolution just saying that I think I can get Califano to call you and tell you how much wages have gone up. And we got that memo from the Council of Economic Advisors the other day. See if Juanita and them got it on wages and profits. I took the Texas with me and see if they've got it. How much profits gone up and how much wages gone up.
That'll be one.
And how much interest has gone up. I don't know how much interest gone up, but I believe it's gone up 20-30% since Fowler became secretary.
Well, Mr. President, may I invite your attention? In December, they went up 37.5% on those tickets of the bonds.
Now, you might do this without quoting me at all. If you mention me, I can't get in it because it'll deter me. But I think if I were you, I'd write old Joe Fowler a pretty strong letter today and say, you please report to the Bank and Currency Committee.
Uh-huh.
I see where they're talking about some wage increases and some profits going up, and I think that everybody ought to forego profiteering. But Mr. Fowler, would you please notify me immediately how much cost of money's gone up since you took over Secretary of the Treasury?
Oh boy, I'll mention CDs.
And just say, would you please just give me a report right away? How much it's gone up. I see why the president appeals every day for the working man not to go up with his wages.
Mm-hmm.
And the profit not to go up.
That's right.
And would you please tell me how much money's gone up just since you come in?
That's right.
That's when, since you took the oath that I don't have here, that I don't have the day, you took the oath.
Right.
Just give it to me right away.
Yeah.
And then make your letter public.
That's right.
Wait a minute, let me see. Now take this right, this down.
All right.
The last quarter of 60 to the fourth quarter of 65. The
last
total
quarter of 60?
The fourth quarter of 65.
Yeah, fourth quarter of 65.
Total compensation of all employees.
Uh-huh.
Total compensation of all employees, corrected for price increases.
Uh-huh.
Grew 30%.
Grew 30%.
Over 5 years, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or only 5.4 a year.
Or over 5 points a year.
5.4% a year.
5.4% a year.
Yeah, and let's see. Let me see what the province did. Compared with 1960, profits before taxes in 65 were up 46%.
That's in 5 years.
In 5 years.
Yeah.
To find the year comparable to 65 in terms of rapid growth and approach to full employment, one has to go all the way back to 55. In this comparison, labor has more than held its own. Employee compensation rose 74% over the decade. Let's say since 1955, employee compensation rose 74%.
Employees, that's right. 46%.
Corporate profits grew 56%.
All right.
Now you get how much money's going up there in that time over the last.
I'll do that. How much money going up? You know, we are paying $30 for interest that cost us $1 in World War II in short-term securities.
Now, the Chase Manhattan has been leading all this, but Rockefeller, the National City, he's considering one at his prime rate, and Tom Gates at Morgan, they consider going up of theirs, and they're wondering what the reaction is going to be. And I can't pass on each time a bank goes up with interest rates, but I tell them every time interest goes up, everything else goes
up. That's right, exactly, fair across the board.
And I think if you just touch the dollar up a little bit with a nice little letter and had...
Seymour?
Hi,
excuse me, please.
10 years, had some little something to say about it. I think it's
actually, I think
I would drop in a little resolution just to,
what's that?
I would drop in a little resolution to investigate the interest guidelines and how much they've gone up.
Yes, sir. I'll certainly do it.
You say the bankers ought to be called in. Now, the labor boys been meeting in Miami, and they've been called in, and the employers, the business council, the chamber of commerce, they've been called in.
Yes.
I think Congress ought to call in these folks and see how much money's gone up, because if a man's price goes up on what his refrigerator costs him, what his car costs him, what his radio costs him, his television set costs him, well, he's got to have more wages.
That's right.
And if a man building a plant's got to pay 6% of his money instead of 4%, then he's got to charge more for prices. Wages and prices are directly tied to money.
That's right.
And what we want to know is this money thing. We just hear about wages and prices. These goddamn New York bankers, and they're just about a half a dozen of them that set the pace.
You are so right.
Okay, you get that. You touch them up a little bit.
Thank
just,
you.
Just ask for the figures.
Thank you very much. And I have a meeting of the Democrats on the Joint Economic Committee at 4 o'clock this afternoon. So I'll get them interested.
Don't you quote me as talking to you at all, because that'll destroy me if you do.
I won't do that, because they'd wonder why you didn't call them.
Yeah, so that's right, and then I can't, my own secretary.
I'll protect you. And thank you very much.